This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's see what Coach thinks about this. He joins us regularly, guys, and we get a chance to talk to Brian Billick again, NFL Network analyst. And again, we're going to tell you about SeatGeek if you've not checked that out. But, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, I tell you, we aren't. Here in Atlanta, we're struggling right now, Coach.
Yeah. Our offensive line, Coach, we haven't talked a lot about it, but Pittsburgh just got after us with a lot of blitz packages that we couldn't handle.
Yeah, and they can do that. You know, the Steelers are kind of a funny team. In any week, given week to week, they can look offensively or defensively just spectacular, unstoppable, and at times they kind of can't even get out of their own way. And you caught them on a bad time because, obviously, Blitzburg is in full effect. When they get that going, T.J. Watt can be quite a player if you don't account for him. And then, obviously, when Roethlisberger cranks it up the way he does, I don't think there's another quarterback that can do more with fewer throws than Ben Roethlisberger.
I agree, Coach, and we saw it, you know, up close and personal last Sunday. What did you make of Drew Brees setting the all-time passing record last night and what his career has been?
Well, it's just spectacular. You know, obviously, he's got the numbers to support it. Talk about Ben Roethlisberger and how much he does with fewer throws. The thing that jumps out to me when you watch Drew Brees and you look at his career, this is a 600-plus throw guy almost every single year. I mean, and he's done it. They've thrown that team on his back. Now, this year, they're a little bit more balanced. But when it's all said and done, he's going to be at the top or near the top of every meaningful passing category that there is, and he's just he's been a spectacular quarterback. I hope fans can appreciate how deep the quarterback play is in this league right now. We've got four guys for sure, in my opinion, that are going to go into the Hall of Fame with Brady and Rodgers and Roethlisberger and obviously Drew Brees, and we got a bunch of young quarterbacks that are coming onto the scene as well. So great quarterback play in the NFL right now.
Coach, we were just having that sort of hypothetical, which I know coaches don't like, but it's kind of a fun conversation. What if Brees goes to Miami? Is part of his success because he had an innovative offensive guy like Sean Payton calling the shots?
Yeah, it was a combination. I don't think you can dismiss one or the other. I got a feeling Drew Brees would have been pretty good no matter where he went. And it was interesting at that time. There were a lot of teams that were interested in Drew Brees, but their doctors couldn't sign off on it because right. of the shoulder. And you give New Orleans great credit for taking the chance, and that's why Drew Brees and Sean Payton are so close, because he took a chance and was well rewarded because he's been spectacular.
Speaking of quarterbacks, as we talk with Brian Billick, guys, NFL Network analyst here on Dukes and Bell, Pat Mahomes just taking the league by storm. Everybody's kind of surprised, I guess, at how well he's played. I know he did throw an interception, but this kid is playing at a very high level. It looks like he's been here, Coach.
He does. He carries himself like a veteran, and just he's what jumps at me is how quick his release is. Obviously, he's athletic, and you got to keep him in the pocket. We saw Denver do a pretty good job of that, where if you let him outside the pocket, you're dead. You are absolutely dead. Very accurate outside the pocket. He can run, and he's pretty good in the pocket as well. I don't say that to say, well, if you keep him in the pocket, he can't play. He's pretty darn good. He has such a quick release. That's what jumps out at me. He's so confident. He sees the field so well, and the ball comes out so quickly.
It is Brian Billick with us, guys. He's brought to you, by the way, by SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com, $20 off your first purchase. Use the code Billick. That's Coach's name. I did it to get some Grand Prix tickets for the race in Texas coming up next week. So it works, man. Go get on it. Coach, we're watching the Rams. They're undefeated. They look like the big dog in the NFC. McVay, you were a young assistant back in the day. You blown away by how good they look right now?
Yeah, they're as complete a team as we've seen in a while, both offense, defense. They've got balance on offense. They've got the explosive plays, yet they run the ball as well. Very creative what they do. I had a chance to sit and visit with Goff this summer when they came up and scrimmaged the Ravens. And very, very confident in how much further along he is in the offense at this time compared to last year. And obviously he and McVay kind of see it the same way. They've tapped into each other. You know, you talk about the relationship between Brees and, And Peyton, well, it's kind of the same way in that they kind of, you know, they're about the same age. So that,
right.
That kind of helps. But, yeah, the Rams and Kansas City clearly are a cut above everybody else right now. And everybody else, I know in Atlanta everybody's panicked and, oh, my God, what do we do? But, you know, I do 20 radio shows on Tuesday. That's my radio day. And I'm listening to all the fans and all the commentary about the teams. And except for those two teams in Atlanta and Kansas City, notwithstanding what happened last weekend, everybody's kind of go, ah, oh, what does it mean? And how, you know, are we in trouble? You know, the league is, they've got parity, and the teams can look good and they can look bad. And everybody's kind of in the same boat right now, which is going to make it interesting as we close into the end of the season.
It really is. We were just saying that about the Falcons. You know, a lot of people want to throw in the towel. We're like, there's a lot of games left. There's still a lot of season left. And you've certainly been there. Let me ask you about John Gruden. Did Coach make a mistake coming back? Because they don't seem to be on the same page, whether it's him or Carr or the defense. It seems like everything's going wrong for the Raiders right now.
They gave the man $100 million. No, he wasn't wrong coming back. Are you kidding me?
You'd come back for that, huh?
No, he was – no, I don't think he was wrong in coming back. And I know I don't think the game is passing by. John was as close to the game as anybody that was outside of the game,
right,
in terms of what he was doing for Monday Night Football and the Coaches Academy and all that type of thing. At the end of the day, they're just not a very good team. Now, Derek Carr, I love Derek Carr. He doesn't seem to be in rhythm right now. I don't know whether what's going on around him, whether he's just getting used to the system, whether they're getting used to one another. But they're just there's just not a very good team right now.
It's a Brian Billick with us, guys. He joins us each week, brought to you by our buddies at SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com. Use the code Billick and save yourself some loot. Coach, it seems like the Patriots, you know, they kind of got off to a little bumpy start, but now they get Josh Gordon a touchdown, Edelman's back, Sony Michel from Georgia's running. Their defense might not be gangbusters, but are you just pencil in the Patriots to the AFC Championship again?
Boy, it's hard not to. I wouldn't bet against them. Mm. You know, it's a long way till we get to the playoffs, but you know, they're just spectacular. And it's what's amazing to me, what's fun to watch is you know, he's playing small ball now. They've done this before. They morphed themselves, everybody knows, into whatever they got to do. But Brady, you know, he was 28 out of 45 attempts within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Okay? And yet, you know, he's sitting here and putting up for 300, 400-yard games. He had one completion of more than 25 yards. So, you know, they've got the small ball. They've got the Gronk and Edelman now in combination. That's a lethal combination, whether they're on the same side or opposite one another. I'm doing a piece on them for my show tomorrow on the NFL Network on Playbook. And, again, not to minimize it, but they're running the same combinations, but they do it on the same side. They do it opposite of one another. Edelman goes a little sit route, and Gronk does a little basic cross, 10-yard cross behind him. Then they turn around and change formation up, and Edelman does the cross, and Gronk does the little sit route. And so you're just so multiple in what they do, and Brady just has such a sense. It's amazing. It's interesting to watch how much productivity they get without, you know, getting those big chunks down the field.
Right.
Brian Billick joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking some NFL football with Coach. And, you know, when you look at how guys are being penalized and sacking the quarterback, they got to change this rule, right? I mean, it's absolutely gotten ridiculous when you see some of the penalties that have happened here, at least through the first 5 weeks.
Yeah, and I think they'll try to, you know, zero in on it. They move kind of slowly. You're right. I don't think we can continue to – and the coach is getting frustrated. You saw Mike Tomlin kind of go off on it the other day. Just because it's so – you know, it's just so prohibitive in the way they're looking at it. And it varies from one game to the next. They came back and letting it be a little more subjective by the officials, which is scary because then it comes down to intent and how one crew calls it versus another. You got to protect the quarterback. No one wants to lose them out of the game. But, I don't know how – I mean, from a coaching standpoint, it's what do I tell my players? Can't hit them above the neck, can't hit them below the knees, can't take more than a step and a half once they go to the ball, and once I hit them, as he's going down, I got to do this Keanu Reeves Matrix move and somehow kind of shift in mid-space so that I don't come down on a full flush. It is something that we'll see how it evolves during the rest of the season. But for it to stay in its current form, I think the coaches are going to have something to say about that.
It is a Brian Billick with us, guys, Super Bowl 35 champion head coach for the Ravens. He's brought to you by SeatGeek. We're bouncing around the NFL. Bring it back to our Falcons, Coach. We got a lot of injuries. We talked about it with you last week. Certainly, the offense is going to have to score points until the defensive guys either learn the job or we get healthier. Matt Ryan, and we got all these weapons. When you've got blitzes like Pittsburgh was throwing at us, I mean, is it incumbent on the OC to just say, look, we got to go quick hits, slants, get the ball out of there faster? Because from a fan standpoint, that's the obvious way to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different things you can do. Change up your protection plan. And the Falcons are doing all this. Obviously, Matt Ryan has the tools to make you pay with the pressure. You know, it's good news, bad news. You can pressure and get home, but you also leave yourself vulnerable on the back end. Pittsburgh, in typical fashion, does a little bit different. They do more zone blitzes than, of course, they're the ones that invented it. More zone blitzes in terms of what's in behind it. But there's obviously things you can do with it. But you have to communicate. That's the biggest thing. You have to really communicate with your protection schemes, linemen with backs to the tight end, quarterback understanding who's he responsible for, receivers on the outside, how they have to break off routes when the protection itself doesn't account for it. So it just forces you to really increase the communication across your starting level.
Coach, I want to ask you, you've, of course, had some dynamic receivers who played for you. We have maybe the most dynamic guy in Julio Jones. He's yet to catch a touchdown this season, and it sometimes can be maddening because you see other receivers or lesser receivers in the league having that kind of impact. Julio certainly has a lot of yards. How do you describe that? And as an OC and a former OC, what do you do to say, all right, we got to get him more involved?
Well, I mean, obviously, he's such a dynamic player, but by the same token, let's remember now, the guys on this side of the field get paid too.
Right.
You know, those defensive guys know, okay, you know, if I'm a head coach, I'm going to go to the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator and say, look, I know you got a lot of things you got to stop, but I don't want to see Julio Jones beat us. I don't care if we lose 50-0, but I don't want it to be Julio Jones. We've got to stop that guy. And so obviously defenses are going to account for him. And the Atlanta Falcons have obviously enough assets to make you pay in some other ways. But he is a dynamic player, but you have to give him credit. The teams are going to make it tough on you to get the ball to him as well.
Good news is we got guys like Ridley and Sanu, which, again, I think Falcon fans are happy if we get the wins. It's just kind of strange to see a guy with everything but the touchdowns. That, as a coach, does that matter to you? I mean, because, you know, everybody wants to get the stats in there as part of their deal.
No, I mean, because you have to recognize that, and I think Julio has to recognize that, and he does, and you hear, you know, you see it everywhere, even in Pittsburgh with Antonio Brown, you know, and him, he's upset about this, that, and the other, and they want their hands on the ball because they can believe they can make a difference. But you do have to account, because if you're not careful, then you start forcing it there, you get turnovers, and it's okay, now you're forcing the ball into them. And you don't want to do that either in terms of just trying to placate them. So there is enough talent. They've been good at balancing it out, obviously. And it will begin to change, too, obviously, as some of the other guys start to play more and more, and Ridley in particular. Okay, on this play, we're gonna make sure that he doesn't beat us underneath. Boom, all of a sudden now you get that big play to Julio in behind him.
Coach, it's always good to have you on. Guys, go check out SeatGeek.com for $20 off your first purchase. Use the promo code Billick. Coach, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
Sounds great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.